Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Just the Basics podcast. I'm your host, Hank Ball, doctor of the Crayon organization. With me, I have...
My name's Jacob Byers. I am chancellor of the doorknob polisher committee.
And my name is Evan Novosad, tradesman Play-Doh sculptor.
And basically, we'll be discussing the top five things you should do to improve your school year. For rule number one, you should drink at least 100 ounces of water a day. What would you have to say about that, Jacob?
Well, I think there's a lot to be said about hydration. Certainly, drinking more water can improve joint health and make sitting in a desk for 8 hours a day way more comfortable. Evan, do you have anything to input on that?
Well, as well as joint health, improved circulation is a huge bonus.
But that's important too, because you want maximum blood flow to the brain since you're going to be using it all day long for doing schoolwork.
This could lead to a decrease in chances of headaches.
Right.
Soreness and cramps.
Mm-hmm. Right. And stuff like that can definitely make the school day miserable, and then you won't learn at all. You'll just be focused on feeling like crap.
Yeah, I know for sure. Whenever I get a cramp middle class, I just want to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was this one time that I got a headache so bad that my head just literally exploded. Wow. Literally, yeah.
How did you fix that? Did you go to the nurse?
Well, we had to get the school's necromancer to bring me back from the dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty. Exciting. That's a bad experience.
I missed out on my second and half of my third period.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm sure you learned to bring a water bottle with you to school.
Certainly, and definitely 100 ounces or more. For our next tip, we have stay off electronics before bed. Now, I think it's common knowledge at this point that the human body needs at least 8 hours of sleep every night. But what some people don't know is that you need 8 hours of good sleep. Did you know that blue light disrupts the circadian rhythm, which is your body's natural sleep cycle? So when you're up till, let's say, 10:30 playing Angry Birds on the toilet, then you try to go to bed, your brain will still think, oh, it's daytime, I should be awake right now. Then you're not going to get that good sleep that's going to rejuvenate your brain for another day of rigorous intellect.
And it's even recommended that teenagers, especially during school, should get even more than 8, maybe even 9. And reading before bed could be even better than looking at your phone.
Hank, you got anything to input on that? I know that you're somewhat of a bookworm, being a doctor of crayon organization.
Yes, I read a lot of books, and I feel like it really helps me sleep when I get to bed around 10 o'clock. I get about 8 to 10 hours of sleep. But since I'm a high schooler, I should get more than 8 hours of sleep. So recommended 10 hours of sleep would be the best bet. Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about good sleep. And then just in general, bright lights in dark areas can put a lot of strain on your eyes. When you have that unnecessary strain on your eyes, and it can make things like reading, looking at the whiteboard, or trying to spot anti-aircraft missiles in the sky. A real challenge, you know, because when your eyes are tired, you won't be able to see those surface-to-air missiles coming right for your school.
For number three, we all know that we're taking notes at school, notes about math or science, but did you know that taking notes in ink is actually far better? Physiological mental connection for improved memory of the material is what can be improved by taking notes in ink.
Right, and taking notes in ink really unlocks that potential for you to organize your notes in a way that you see fit, because obviously everyone has different preferences when it comes to organization and memorization. Mm-hmm. So when you have that handwritten aspect, you can control that completely.
When you're in class and you see that weird chick with like all of those pens with different colors and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's getting better grades. So
you definitely know. Definitely, yeah. She has a 4.0.
You should marry her.
Marry her, yes.
Yeah, that's wife material right there.
Yep.
Improve creativity. You know, when the teacher says something, you don't usually have the time to write it down verbatim, so you have to summarize it or paraphrase it in your own words. That helps with turning your brain into an automatic thesaurus, you know? That can really help with writing application papers, personal essays, or even grocery lists. when you need to go to the store and buy some wolf milk, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
For rule number 4, you should always bring a snack to school. This will help with your little hungry tummy get all nice and good, your brain. See, Jacob
Sorry,
just had a snack.
Yeah, just ate my snack, well, actually, because as you might know, I am in school right now, and I needed my snack in order to, you know, satiate my hunger so I could focus on my schoolwork at hand instead of the sensation I'm feeling in my GI tract.
Of course, and I always feel when I'm hungry, it's just so hard to pay attention. I just want to leave and eat. Mm-hmm. Just always want to eat at school. Just somehow just makes me hungrier.
Right. And there are certainly important health aspects to this as well, such as blood sugar, because when you have a proper blood sugar, your body has the right amount of energy when you need it, where you need it. You know, maybe you're playing dodgeball. Maybe you're hopping fences, maybe you're running from cops, mm-hmm. or perhaps you're just taking a test, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. Who knows? When you have a snack, you have the energy to do as you please.
What recommended snacks would you guys have on a regular school day?
You know,
school day?
I really like shark omelets.
Mm.
Yeah.
You just carry it in your lunch sack or?
Well, you see, I go out to the school's pond and I go down there and collect some shark eggs. Okay. And then I just, you know, whip them up real quick on a skillet in the foods room, you know. Takes about 30, 45 minutes per egg.
Yeah, of course.
Mm. 3 eggs, you know. Sure, I guess I was an hour and a half gone, but at least I'm not hungry anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely recommend pretzels. I eat those every day. My goodness.
They're
so
pretzels.
Good.
They're a bit more efficient. They don't take as much time. Somewhere closer to 20 seconds, so yeah. Not a huge benefit to that.
Good carbohydrates.
Right,
yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fast-burning energy.
Yes.
Oh, right. Bartering material. When mm-hmm. you have that snack on you, let's say you want some forbidden knowledge from the school's local wizard. Well, give him your shark omelet, give him your pretzels, and you will get that knowledge in exchange.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And we can't forget about Pavlovian conditioning. If you don't have your snacks, you can't condition the other students to start studying whenever you bring out your sandwich in the middle mm-hmm. class.
Right, right. Imagine how cool it would be if you could just ring a bell and then automatically all of your peers started doing your homework for you because they expected some sort of snack in return. Pavlov did it. Why can't you?
Genius.
Also, make sure you hide your snacks in class. Make sure you maybe get in the back seat, back row. Some teachers don't like that, but they're just because they're trying to infiltrate your learning.
Right. Yeah. Here at our school, the teachers really don't like snacks. I think it's because they want to see our downfall because they know we're too powerful. But, you know, that's all right. That's all right. They don't know about the shark omelets yet.
And what better snacks to bring to school than our sponsor today?
Ground Zero Energy. Have you ever wanted to die just from taking a sip of a drink? Ground Zero Energy can promise you that eternal slumber. Just one sip and your head will literally explode. All right, guys, and for our final tip, we have remember to check trash cans for government bots. They heard what you said. Find them before they find you. Start searching now.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning in. This has been Just the Basics. Follow us on Twitter for live updates and upcoming episodes. We upload every Friday. Thanks again, and remember, keep it basic.
Bye.